You're tuned in to the Muni Muni Stories podcast. In today's episode, we had the chance to discuss with the members of the company, Sir OJ, Sir Moy, Miss Sweet, and Miss Annie, and we talked about the Philippine a cappella tradition, achieving the perfect harmony in the voice as an instrument. We also discussed the importance of listening to various music genres and their experiences that shaped them as individual artists and as a group that made them last in the Philippine music industry for 35 years and counting. We also highlighted the song Pakisabi Na Lang, and we tried to unpack its message and figure out the story behind it.
Pakisabi na lang na mahal ko siya, di na baleng may mahal siyang iba. Pakisabi huwag siyang mahalala, di ako umaasa. Alam ko ito'y malamo, di ko na mababago. Ganun pa man, pakisabi na lang.
This is the Muni Muni Stories podcast.
Ating kayamanan dapat ay ingatan, ating mga awit ngayon at kailanman. Aawitin, yayakapin, iingatan ngayon at kailanman. Ating kayamanan, OPM
everybody in this room right now, to Sir Moy, to Sir OJ, to Miss Sweet, to Miss Annie. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sophia.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having us on this podcast.
Good afternoon. So, yeah, we'll be starting. Of course, sa lahat naman ng simula at medyo, I think, galing din naman kayo sa different backgrounds. We'll ask each of you individually, when did you start singing? And siguro a brief history na rin of the group. You can start, Miss Sweet. When did you start?
Oh. Okay. I started when I was 2. I've always loved singing because I'm my parents are musicians, so I grew up listening to them. Ano sila yung pag-harana. So they sing a lot of Spanish at standards. So yun yung kinamulatan ko. So yun yung first taste of harmony. I didn't know even what it's called, but my parents explained it to me na they're doing different voices and it's called harmony. So, mahilig talaga akong kumanta. And then, high school, I joined the Glee Club, of course. And then, joined singing contest, ganyan. And then, I took a voice in college, sa College of Music sa UP. Kasi gusto ko talaga mag-music. Na hindi ko alam na mahirap pala. But I didn't pursue classical singing because I found my love for theater, musical theater naman, because Mr. C, Ryan Kebiab, was my teacher in theory, music theory at that time. So, pinagturo niya ako sa kanyang music studio when I was still his student, and then sinali niya ako sa Tanghalang Pilipino sa CCP. So, yun yung first taste ko of musical theater and I fell in love with it. That's been my life since 1992. So, up to now, musical theater. And then, I joined company in 1999.
May parallel experiences ba kayo? Kasi like what Miss Sweet said, yung start niya, nag-choir siya and then eventually, she pursued music as a degree and nagturo siya, naging estudyante siya ni Maestro Ryan Kayabyab. Kayo po, may parallel experiences ba kayo in starting your musical career?
Okay, I got it. Sophia, I think the common denominator of all the members of the company is that we are all choir trained. We got mm-hmm. our music skills from choirs. So in that sense, yeah, we're all choir trained and we were all given a break by Ryan Kayabyab, our first big break. So there.
Yun ang parallelism.
Yun.
Can I add lang the parallelism? This is Annie. That we also taught, Sweet, Moy, and I taught at the Ryan Cab Music Studio as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we also helped Ryan with his different projects. So, yun ang isa pang parallelism namin na medyo pare-pareho yung aming route or journey.
Fun fact. Fun fact. I was teaching Sandoval Plaza kasi ako sa Makati nagtuturo. Si Moy and Annie at the time, I think, nasa Bohol, Quezon City. Pero hindi na kayo, wala na kayo masyado sa Makati kasi I don't see you there. Sometimes lang. Fun fact, received a call, landline ha, syempre, sa music studio. I received a call from Moy. Doon kita unang nakausap, Moy.
My gosh.
Inviting me to audition.
Really?
Because wow. For company, yes.
You didn't know my number, so alam mo nagtuturo ako sa Sandoval Plaza. So, tumawag ka sa studio, hinanap mo ako. Doon kita nakapusap.
Talk about being resourceful, ha? Huh? things haven't changed after all these decades. You have to find
a way. No, they haven't, why?
Yeah, that's how you survive and navigate life.
Mm-hmm.
Paano naman po nakapasok ng company si Sir OJ?
Oo, ang laki-laki niya nakapasok. Ang laki lang yan.
Well,
6 foot.
Honestly, I was really honored when I was invited to be told first to audition and then to be part of the group. That was 2015.
Before
2014, I was invited. But officially, I became a part of the group 2015. And then before that, well, like Sweet, I've been singing choirs, and then a few years before entering the company, I was in the musical theater world. I was pursuing a career as a theater actor. And then prior to that, I was pursuing also a solo recording career with Star Records.
Ang galing na eventually, tapos ngayon, you're in one group.
Yes.
Doon tayo sa siguro yung early parts ng the company. Kasi si Sir OJ sinabi na a few years back pa lang siya nakapasok. Si Miss Sweet naman during the late 90s, if I recall correctly. Yes, in the 1999, in the brink of starting 2000s. For the earlier members of the group, paano po talaga nasimula yung having a premier a cappella group through the company? Miss Annie and Sir Moy, you may answer the question.
Annie, yes. This is yours.
Yeah. Actually, Moy and I were part of the Ateneo College Glee Club. And then we were trained almost on daily with the sessions with Joel Navarro. And it was when we graduated, when we left college, that we felt this void na parang biglang walang kantahan. And that was what prompted us to continue singing as a group. So nagkumpul-kumpul kami. Nagtawagan lang kami na let's meet every Friday after work. Kasi nagtatrabaho na nga. After work, let's meet and just let's just sing. No? So yan, that's what we did. We'd meet every Friday and kanta lang kami ng kanta. But then we found it na parang walang pinupuntahan. So sabi namin, let's sing for some people naman. And one of the members who owned the restaurant said, sige, kanta na lang kayo sa restaurant namin and then we'll just feed you with pizza and pasta. So yun ang aming first sweldo, pizza and pasta. And that's where Ryan found out that we were there. So he brought his then fiance, Emmy, to watch us, and that's when he had the idea to make us part of his of a show that he had at the CCP with Celeste Legaspi. And that's what started it all. There were 12 of us, the backup singers, and one frontliner. And then from that show, nanganak siya because the director said, oh, why don't you come and sing on this show? And then it just started to snowball. And we did start as backup singers at first, but not for long. That's November of 1988. By the next year, we were still doing backup, but then we would have one number na mag-guest kami as the company. Yun. So that's how it started out.
Wanna Ang galing! Moy? Do you want to add, Sir Moy?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate what Annie said. That's how we started, but just a little thing to add was that there really was no... For most of the members, there really was no great plan to make this a career or to make this last this long. The only idea was coming together every Friday was a form of therapy for us because we missed singing in a choir. So there really was no great plan that we would make this, parlay this into a career. So, you know, just like everything in life, things fall into place. One door opens and you make a choice if you go through it. And so far, with me and Annie, actually, una pa si Annie kesa sa akin by a few weeks.
Wow.
It's just one foot in front of the other. And you just try to make the best decision with the givens and live with the consequences of those decisions. So this group is really a blessing to all of the members here because it's a beautiful anomaly because groups don't last, whether internationally mm-hmm. or locally.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that our audience and the good Lord has allowed us to last and flourish this long, which is a beautiful anomaly that we will accept any day.
Yun nga, may idea din na it takes work also to sustain a group. And of course, each of you are individual artists. Each of you have individual tastes. Siguro, I'll do a one-on-one on this a little bit later. But the question I'm hankering for as of this moment, meron ba kayong mga pinapakinggan as individual artists na sobrang iba dun sa pinapakinggan nung isa pang person in the group? And eventually, how do these parang musical influences gel together when you start collaborating and creating songs or performing together, thinking about arrangements for the company? Siguro, I'll start with Sir OJ, given na, yun nga, yung musical theater, yung background, and medyo in the latter part ka rin ng the company. So how did eventually you're coming in and then you all have these influences, these inspirations, and I think some of it, hindi din naman part din ng other influences ng other members. How did you draw inspiration from these things? And eventually, when you meet and pitch ideas, how do you gel it together?
Well, kasi ako naman, personally, I've always seen the group. Even before, mm-hmm. when I was still a fan of the group, mm-hmm. I've always seen the company as an entity that doesn't really stay put and settle on one particular thing or a particular genre mm-hmm. or a particular taste in music. Siguro, mm-hmm. ang masasabi ko lang na ang influence or contribution ko na nabigay sa grupo, given my different what do you call this? Taste in music or preference in music. I'm more, before musical theater, I was very R&B-ish. That time, it was very current. Siguro, as much as possible, I try to incorporate that flavor of singing to my singing whenever I am with the group. I'm not sure if I'm answering the question that you
yes, tama, tama.
And then eventually, musical theater, I was doing that for quite a number of years na rin. Same as with Sweet. Actually, mas matagal na si Sweet sa akin with musical theater. Uh-huh. So, yung influence ko rin sa musical theater, I think I use it also to have a marking contribution on the group.
Siguro yung susunod, Miss Annie, you can, dahil kayo nga, yung
yes.
sinabi nyo, one of the inaugural members of the group. Paano yun? Parang eventually, in the different transitions din ng group in the, its 35 years. At syempre, you're dealing with different artists during that whole time. Paano siya eventually, when it's the company time, nag-gel siya together? Ano yung thoughts niyo on this?
Well, like OJ said nga, no, we don't stick to just one genre oh. or type of music. Uh-huh. But one thing that does gel us together is the harmonies, the lush harmonies that Moy so delicately and beautifully put together. And we tried to do a little rock at one point in our careers. And then we tried to delve into different kinds of genres. And yet you will always find the harmonies there. And I think that's what always brings us together. So mapa kung anong genre ang itry namin, it's always like that. That you'll always find that. No matter how simple, there's always the harmonies that will come out. And this is the sound that I think people even have parang they've connected it with parang Christmas sound. Kasi nga, during for Christmas songs, usually have those lush harmonies, and that's what they usually think na when they hear us. Parang pangpasko yung song. So it has a feel-good. In a way, I guess that's one of the good points. No? It has a feel-good flavor on the music that we do.
How do you perfect it, though? Like, if a regular music fan would listen to the discography of the company, yun nga, katulad po ng sinabi nyo, it's easy listening. And parang, in reality, parang ang technical pag-iisipin mo, paano ba talaga mag-harmonize? But you as a group, na-perfect nyo siya. How was that process along the way? And from the initial start of the company up until today? I think, Sir Mo, you can answer this. How's the arrange? Paano yung areglo? Paano when you study or when you pitch a song that you want to do with in the group?
Well, Sophia, your words are very generous and kind, because the nice thing about this iteration, this group, this batch of the company is that, you know, hindi pwede yung okay na yan. We hold ourselves, each person individually and the group collectively, to a high standard. So there is really no secret, like everything in life, you know. It takes discipline, it takes hard work. But the nice thing about it now that we are getting on in years is that we are less harsh with ourselves, we are more forgiving. If we do not forgiving, yeah, and accepting, more accepting of our humanity. And, you know, if the standards do not live up to what we hear in our mind, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. So, but that, I don't know if you can call it wisdom, but that new enlightenment or that epiphany comes with wisdom and age and experience. So it's basically the willingness to work hard at it in your craft. And also, you know, by keeping your standards, you respect yourself as an artist. You respect your audience. To answer your question, what I do as a vocal arranger is because I have been living life with these people for many, many decades already. I know the strengths of each person's vocal instrument, even myself. You know which aspects of their vocal instrument to highlight. So basically, it's more you arrange the music so that it highlights the best aspects of each individual singer. Having said that, we also continue to experiment and push our boundaries beyond our comfort zone musically and performance-wise, because we also want to grow, you know. Like case in point for me, I've never been comfortable as a soloist as an adult. As a kid, you know, you don't care. You just throw your voice there up into the air and, you know, you can go anywhere vocally. But as an adult, I've never been comfortable as a soloist. But having said that, I have to force myself to grow as a soloist. So I just don't stick to the genres that I know where I will sound good in. So I also try to expand my range. So that applies to everyone also in the group. We know what we can do and what we can do well musically and performance-wise. But we still take risks and chances into areas and territories wherein we may even fall flat on our faces. But it's still worth the risk because it makes you grow as a performer and as a music artist. That's it.
Yung na-pick up ko doon, yung attitude or yung behavior nyo rin in treating your craft, you're always open to new things and to learning new things just so you can better. Kasi hindi nga pwedeng one or one trick or two tricks. You should have multiple tricks so that the audience will remain engaged and will continue on wanting to enjoy the music that you create. Ngayon, balik tayo dun with the harmonies. Like what was mentioned by Miss Sweet kanina, teacher siya. So, do you think that whole arrangement, is it teachable? Is that transferable to another person? Or there are some artists, some singers who are born with it na they can harmonize perfectly? Yes, Miss Sweet, you may answer the question.
So, years and experience ko of teaching, meron talagang gifted with good ears. Yung talagang, ay, kahit bata, makikita mo yan sa bata, eh, like mga 7, 6, 7, 8, pag matalas na yung tenga, ah, okay na yan. Yun madadaling turuan. I don't wanna say naman na non-transferable siya. Natuturo naman yun. It's a skill, eh. And with any other skill, you have to work. You have to work with it. You have to work for it. You have to keep working at it. You have to develop it. Especially kung una, kailangan malaman mo kung kaya mo bang mag-harmonize. Kasi siguro like ako, I joined company, I was 26, 25. So parang since my background, growing up, listening to my parents sing, na tumalas yung tenga ko siguro. Tapos syempre yung joining the Glee Club and then nasa training din. So it can be learned naman. Pero hindi, I'm feeling ko hindi lahat ng magagaling kumanta nakaka-harmonize. Ang ganun kabilis. Oo, yun, that's the truth eh. Hindi yung ang galing-galing niya kumanta, it doesn't mean he or she can just harmonize just like that. Merong talagang ambilis, merong nawawala na. Or hindi na niya ma-decipher, nasa na siya or something like that. Or even yung melody lang siya tapos makakarinig siya ng harmony sa baba niya or sa taas niya. Madidiskaril na siya. May ganun. But yes, it can be learned. It's a skill that you can develop. Pero yun, matagal.
Matagal. Ang galing marinig doon.
Depende, depende. Just that's my experience as a teacher.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I agree.
Oh, I agree.
Hindi lahat madaling turuan. Meron talagang gifted eh.
Yeah. Like when
meron pa ngang ano eh, tinuruan.
Yes,
yeah. Go ahead, Moy.
No, go ahead.
Ah, then I even have experiences where they already know the note, they can repeat it over and over again, but once they hear any other voice, nawawala na sila.
Nawawala na sila.
That's true.
Yun nga, katulad, ang galing nun, nung realization na, yes, it's teachable, but it takes time to really learn. It doesn't mean na pag magaling ka or marunong kang kumanta, you can easily harmonize with another person. Ang galing marinig nun from, and I think hindi din po siya common knowledge ng maraming tao. Now, we're diving into a new question. Given that in choirs, in acapellas, yun yung main element eh, you harmonize together. Do you think that the Philippines in itself has a distinct acapella tradition? And how does you as company make it your own? Given that question, yun yung follow-up po. Sir Moy, you can start. Yes.
Ha! Salbahe ka yung mahirap na tanong.
No, ikaw na sumagot niya.
Kasi when you talk about the acapella genre, well, it is a Western and European tradition, no? Acapella from the church. That's an Italian term, no? Singing unaccompanied in the church. But, you know, just like any other art form, whether it's jazz or choral music or a cappella, once a Filipino performs it, and more importantly, if a Filipino performs their original music, it becomes Filipino already because it expresses the sentiments, the wishes, the heart, the soul, the spirit of what it is to be a Filipino. So sabihin man natin na nanggaling sa Europe yung a cappella, no? Eh, basta Pinoy nang gumawa niyan at kumanta, at lalo ng OPM ang kinakanta, Pinoy nang dating niyan. It's very difficult to define what it is. It's the X factor. But I think that's the best way to describe it. Once a Filipino expresses an art form and it expresses their spirit and their heart, that in itself becomes Filipino.
Okay. Thank you. Any more? Who wants to add, siguro?
Parang, can I add also?
Yes, of course.
Yes. I think kasi Filipinos are known for, may sinasabi parati na heartful, or Filipinos give all their heart with performances. So it's, I think it's the Filipino sentimentality also that we infuse into any form of art that makes it Filipino in a way na sinasabi nga ni Moyna. Anything na ininterpret or ginawa ng isang Pilipino, pag siya na ang kumanta or tumugtog or kung ano mang art form yan, it becomes Filipino in its own because of the heart and the sentimentality that we put into it.
Yeah.
That's in uniquely Pinoy.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Kasi marami acapella groups sa abroad na ang gagaling, ang lilinis kumanta.
Mm-hmm.
Pero wala masyadong heart. Yun ang Pinoy. I think yung mga, yun nga, because sentimental people, kahit hindi masyadong malinis, pero mapuso. Ilan lang yung talagang super favorite ko na acapella groups abroad na talagang namumove ako kasi hindi lang sila magaling. Talagang may puso rin kumanta. But ang Pilipino, likas na may puso kumanta kasi likas tayong madrama. Innate yan sa atin, madrama tayo. Gusto natin yung mga iyak-iyak, kaya anything emotional. Hindi, parehong masaya at madrama, I think. Yes.
Ang galing nun, una, parang the transfer pa lang, kahit na from a foreign influence, then you make it your own. First level, parang nagiging Pilipino na siya. Second level nun, yung katulad din nung sinabi ni Sir OJ at saka ni Miss Sweet, iba kasi, us being innately Filipino, having all of these values, it exudes in our performances.
Yes.
Regardless of the means that, or the instruments we use to communicate the messages.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, in your own group, ang main instrument nyo ay voice. For other musicians, their musical instruments. So, as artists, we have our own ways. And as different people coming from different countries, we have our own ways in telling our own stories. So, ang galing nung exchange. Now, we're deep diving into your songs already. The highlighted song for this episode is Pakisabi Na Lang. And if you look at the lyrics of the song, parang medyo sawi siya nakanta eh. Kasi parang through the song, parang messenger siya of the person na to her or his loved one. So it's a good story about longing and telling untold stories or things. Can you tell us the story behind the song for the entire group? Since it's a story of an individual, how is it like working together with the harmonies and delivering that same story together?
Oh, that's a beautiful question, Sophia. Okay, let's start with the creation, the composition.
Mm-hmm.
The song Pakisabi Na Lang started with the lyrics. And my writing partner, Edith Martin Gallardo, submitted a lyric sheet to me, and I was instantly attracted to her set of lyrics, Pakisabi Na Lang, because that's one thing that all the members of company love. We love story songs, we love narratives. As much as possible, we try to veer away from songs that are generic and don't really say anything. That's one thing we're passionate about, that we can tell stories and show different facets of our hearts, our minds, to our audience. So this song was a commission by Roxanne Lapus. Rest in peace. He was the manager of Raymond Lauchenco. And Raymond Lauchenco was looking for songs for his upcoming album under Dyna Records. So Edith and I tried to write the song and pitch this song to Raymond. And I found out that Roxanne rejected the song. And I was over the moon that she rejected the song because, you know, when you're writing a song, you'll never really know if the song that you're working on will come out nice. Because ang feeling ko, you know, as a songwriter, everything is a download from God. Your melodies, your inspiration, your lyrics. So, I mean, I was really like kind of conflicted because I knew that this was a good song. It was a story song. I liked the melodies that came out of me. Mm-hmm. But we committed to Raymond Lauchenco and to Roxanne Lapus that this song is for them. Ang swerte naman ng company at swerte namin because the record producer from Dinah rejected the song. So we were very happy that we were working on our fourth album in 1994. And I guess the song was really meant for company. The singer of the company who did the album version is Ruben Laurente. And he did a fantastic job on the record. And it was arranged by Mark Lopez, who did a timeless arrangement. Kasi, you know, it's 1994, it's 26 years ago. But when you listen to the production, you listen to the arrangement, it still works. It doesn't sound dated. What I want to say about the song is that even up to now, and I don't, hindi ko nga to inaamin sa members of company, I really, really like the song because it has this bittersweet story of unrequited love. And, you know, it represents life. Not everything and everyone has a happy ending. Has a happily ever after. So it's nice. And I like stories, movies that have that bittersweet feeling to it, that bittersweet slant. And this is one of those songs that it's about your ability to survive the disappointments or the bruises that life may give you. And Pakisabi Na Lang is a good representative of that. It's not a generic love song. It's very, very specific in terms of the situation. But I like it because it talks about that, the reality that you will, life doesn't always guarantee you a happy ending, but it's up to you how to deal with the cards dealt you. That's it.
And so how do you approach it as a group, given it's a story of one, parang paano na ngayon pag pinag-usapan nyo siya how to perform it? Or initially, when you rehearse, kasi 1994 nga po siya sinulat. So, when you try to perform it now in a newer audience or in 2020, were there changes from before? How do you approach it as a group? Given na, una, yung messaging niya nga is a story of one person. Pangalawa, to keep it fresh in a way.
Fun fact, Nax, first album ko ng The Company na binili ko, well, cassette, yun lang yung kaya ng budget ko noong 1994, was Harmony, their album Harmony. And yun, syempre, yung una kong napakinggan na na-attract ako talaga na song was Pakisabi Na Lang. Kasi nga, I was in theater and I loved anything, tell a story, story songs. Kaya gusto ko rin yung Company kasi yung mga original songs nila talaga may storya. So parang may sinasabi sa iyo, kumbaga, pagka pinakinggan mo yung song. So anyway, when I joined Company, of course, I had to adjust how they perform, how, syempre, medyo malaking, maliit akong tao, pero malaki ako mag-perform bilang galing teatro. So I had to adjust, no? And also the way they interpret a song, whether it's a group song or a duet or just a solo song na may backup. But in my 20 years with the group, I think it really evolved, especially now that we're four. And then now that we're in this, we've been in this pandemic and we all work online. So I think like personally, kahit back up ako, and I think lahat naman ng members ng company na they also perform that way now. That even if we're doing just back up, it's not just back up. Kasama ka sa storya, you're also telling the story. So, especially now that we've been doing a lot of videos, video performances for online work. So, the way we do it is not because, oh, si OJ lang ang solo, siya lang ha-highlight. Ako, ayoko ng ganun. Gusto ko highlighted lahat. Or, when we do Now That I Have You, of course, it's Annie's original song. She's the original singer. So, ang backup namin ng Now, ang ganda-ganda. Halos hindi kami tumitigil sa pagkanta pag backup kami ng Now. So, we also are the storytellers of the same song. Even if we're not, yun, choice mo yun as the interpreter, as the artist singing. So, you shouldn't separate yourself because you're just the backup. Hindi, hindi ganun. So, now that we're four, I think it's more like that now, the way we interpret or we do a song, especially now that we do a lot of videos. I-highlight namin syempre kung sino nagsasolo kasi siya yung main storyteller. But the others are also telling the story. Kumbaga, kasama ka sa storya. Hindi siya mabubuo kung mag-isa lang siya. Kailangan kasama ka. So, you also have to decide, I'm part of the story. I should tell my story. I should. This is my take. Okay, meron din akong pinapakisabi. Hindi lang si OJ dahil nagsusolo siya. Meron din akong sasabihan ng pakisabi na lang. So, you as the artist should also tell the story on your own. And then, magjajel yan. I think sa company kasi, we are able to breathe together already.
Okay. Yung
kahit nagtingin na lang kami, alam na namin, hindi kailangan ng kumpas. Sabay-sabay kami ng paghinga, pag-breathe into the story. Yun. And sa singing as well. Yeah.
Yun yung chemistry na tinatawag na minsan hindi rin ma-explain eh.
Correct.
That's right.
Chemistry.
Chemistry. Last two questions na tayo. What's next for the company? That's the second to the last. And the last main question is, why is it important to have a Filipino music archive as the company, as individual artists, and as members of the music industry in the Philippines?
What's next for the company? Well, we are currently under Star Records, so we hope to come up with new music soon. Hopefully, even with this pandemic, sana, we can still come up with new music. And we are still striving to achieve musical excellence and excellent storytelling in the many years to come, as long as gusto pa ng audience namin na mapakinggan kami at manood kami. That's what I think is what's in store. What's in store for the company?
Well, we are adjusting to the new normal. Thank the Lord dahil marami pa din kaming the clients who trust us and support us. Andyan pa rin, so we're still working online. It's matrabaho pero masaya. We will keep doing this until we get back to the super, super normal.
And Sir Moy, why is it important to have an OPM archive? And we'll end with that.
Okay, what's next? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, if there's one thing that this pandemic has taught us is that it's a gentle reminder, especially for me, the way I'm wired and the members of the company know this, that no matter what you do and how hard you try to control all the factors in your life, the basic truth is that you're really not in control of your life. I really don't know what's coming up next, but if you are asking what is my wish list for the group, is that I wish for us to go beyond our 40th anniversary, that is 5 years from now, to go beyond that, to continue to do beautiful music together live on stage and on albums, and to just continue to contribute to, in our little and small way, you know, to the industry, whether via new songs or performances or through our art.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of your question is, first of all, to respect tradition and heritage. What company is doing is we are standing on the shoulders of giants, you know? There were a lot of good groups that came before us, and we are able to do this, what we're doing, and we've been doing it for the last 35 years because of the people that came before us. And also, we're very happy that there is an evolution in terms of vocal music. We see new groups who are very active now and are doing amazing vocal work in OPM. So I think it's important to always acknowledge, honor, and celebrate tradition and heritage, but not only living in that glorious past.
Mm-hmm.
You must contribute. You must be in the moment and contribute. Mm-hmm. What can you do to help push original Filipino music or anything Filipino in the forefront, push it more, you know, make it move forward. The OPM archive, mm-hmm. it serves as a living archive because, you know, as we know, because of mm-hmm. this pandemic, life is short. And you don't know what's going to happen, really. We've lost a lot of people already in this pandemic. So to honor one's life's work is mm-hmm. important. And it gives future possible musicologists or mm-hmm. or anyone interested in
yeah.
original Filipino music or Filipino art a resource material. Mm-hmm. No? So what happens to the OPM archive? It's a digital and a physical repository of the rich and varied mm-hmm. heritage that we have as a people.
This was a great episode. Right now, I'm having kinikilabutan ako. Ang ganda nung from a cappella tradition to discussing the importance of remembering the work of the people before us because it also shows the evolution of music. And in your case, contextualizing it to your context as the company throughout the 35 years, you always make sure that you evolve, that you keep it fresh for the listeners, and that is shown through the songs that you have created and that you continue on performing regardless of the scenario, kahit man pandemic, you still find ways to communicate the messages that you have in your songs through your singing. So we'll be ending this episode, but please stay tuned. We'll be playing Pakisabi Na Lang. But before that, before we enjoy Pakisabi Na Lang, thank you to Miss Sweet, Sir Moy, Sir OJ, and Miss Annie for sharing your thoughts with us today and sharing the story behind Pakisabi Na Lang and your story as a group. This ends the episode. Until next time, bye!
Thank bye. You!
Nais kong malaman niya, nagmamahal ako. Yan lang ang nag-iisang pangarap ko. Gusto ko mang sabihin, di ko kayang simulan pag nagkita kayo. Pakisabi na lang, pakisabi na lang ng mahal ko siya. Di na baleng may mahal siyang iba. Pakisabi, huwag siyang mag-alala, di ako umaasa. Alam ko ito'y malabo, di ko na mababago. Ganun pa man, pakisabi na lang. Sana ay malaman niya, masaya na rin ako. Kahit na masasaktan ang puso ko, mas madali pang paraan pag nagkita kayo. Pakisabi na lang, pakisabi na lang na mahal ko siya. Di na baling may mahal siyang iba. Pakisabi, huwag siyang mag-alala, di ako umaasa. Alam ko ito'y malabo,
mahal ko siya, pwede ba? Mahal ko siya, pakisabi na lang na mahal. mahal sa iba. Pakisabi, huwag siyang mahalala. Di ako umaasa. Alam ko, ito'y wala ko. Di ko na mababago. Ganun pa man, pakisabi.
Pakisabi na lang, mahal ko siya. Di na ba rin may mahal siya nila.
Pakisabi na lang, pakisabi, huwag siya.
Muni Muni Stories podcast is presented by the Filipinas Heritage Library, OPM Archive, and Ayala Museum. Episodes are hosted and written by FHL Sofia Santiago, and sound engineering was done by FHL's Andre Angeles. You just listened to the fourth episode of the Muni Muni Stories podcast with the company as our guest and Pakisabi na lang as our featured song. Did you like it? Kindly let us know by commenting on our social media pages, that's Filipinas Heritage Library or the OPM Archive in Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.